on Thursdays. I love showing up on Thursdays in here. So many neat people to talk to.
Wow, that's nice to be told I'm neat. First time for everything.
You are neat, Tom Schmaltz. You are the real deal, my friend.
Well, thank God there's only one of me.
Yeah, we got a Belmore in the house today, too. We're going to talk to him in a bit.
I'm sorry about that. He followed me in.
Well, I think he should be in here more often. Always great to talk with him. We got to talk some gun stuff here in just a couple. But we got to talk about Wild Game Show.
Yep.
That's coming up in November, folks.
November 17th.
Okay.
Call the zoo. You can call the zoo, stop down at the zoo, however, email us, text, and just let us know how many tickets to set aside for you, and we'll take care of you. And if you want to come up and say, hey, I'd like to help sell tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a major fundraiser for us, for the zoo. It is our biggest one all year. And what people don't realize is, it pays to help feed the animals.
Yeah.
With everything else that is going on, the price of food, and that's one thing we don't skimp on.
Well, and that suppliers. Hits you guys, too, when the price of that goes up.
Oh, absolutely.
It definitely affects what you're doing.
When you look at your grocery budget and you go, oh, my God, think of what we're paying, and our food budget goes up, and people go, wow, can't you just feed them old and moldy stuff?
No, not really.
No, these animals, a lot of these animals are super rare. And they're disappearing. It's like our white-handed gibbons. They went extinct in the wild last year. We have one of the largest breeding groups, and it doesn't look like that many animals, but the grandfather of our female came from the wild. So that bloodline is so important. We have a waiting list for the next 20 babies because of her bloodline. And when you have something like that, you can't go, well, I'll just feed it a bunch of old moldy fruit and stuff. And you can't do that. So they eat quality, and then with the minerals and everything else we have to give them, it adds up every year. And so this fundraiser is a great way for us to help fill in our budget on our food bill.
Right.
You know, we go through 20,000 pounds of meat a year.
20,000 pounds.
For the birds and stuff. And what people don't realize, a lot of the birds you see at the zoo, the bird of prey, the only reason they're there is because they cannot be released.
They're rehabbing.
If the ones that can be released, they're always being released. Mm-hmm. We just don't make a big deal of it. We bring them in, get them healed up, get them fed up, and turn them loose. And a lot of it is young birds. And when you can see a bald eagle, an immature, that you bring in and you get them backed on so they can fly, it really makes you feel super good that you were able to help that majestic bird back out into the wild.
Well, and your raptor program down there, I mean, from the time you started to what it is now, that has grown by leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah, you know? It is. You know, yesterday I got a phone call from U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and, you know, we're to the point we're full to capacity all the time.
Right.
And we cannot accept new birds until one bird is able to release.
Okay.
So it's a constant changeover. The ones that you see out on exhibit, those are ones we have gunshot victims, we have power lines, trees, vehicle, and we keep as many of those as we can, but it comes to a point where you have to say, I'm sorry, we don't have room.
Yeah, there's only so much space.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
Good
but
stuff.
Now on the fun subject,
all right, yeah,
that's we got Zubu coming up Saturday,
that's
October
right.
28th. And it'll be a blast again this year. We have tons of businesses showing up. They can come in anytime they want on Saturday morning and start decorating their spot. There's still room for a few more in there. And please come. It is a great time. And it is probably one of the safest environments because there's one way in the zoo, one way out,
right.
And both of them have people at them.
Well, and you've added some things, too. You got food and music out in the parking lot this year for people waiting, and it's like, this is going to be good.
And there's other groups that are coming in. It's a fundraiser for the other group that serves the food. And then we have a band from Minnesota that said, hey, we'd love to play for you guys to entertain the people.
That's a great audience down there,
and
too.
And it's great for the kids, and you love seeing the kids. But the best time I have, and you've seen this, Bill, is when you see the creativity of these costumes.
Right.
And it's like, oh, my God, I was a simpleton.
I was, too. Our costumes were pretty basic growing up compared to what they're doing now.
Oh, and it's great to see the kids come, and they're in costume, mom and dad, grandpa and grandma will be in costume. You don't have to be in costume, but if you choose to be.
But it helps.
It helps. It really makes it. Kathy and I stand by the back gate and watch the back gate as people are leaving, and we just look at each other and go, did you see that? It is some of the best costumes in the world.
All right.
On there.
That's Subu coming up the 28th, and folks, you don't want to miss that. Explain what this Belmore guy is doing here this morning.
Dean Belmore.
Give him a good introduction here, Tom Schmaltz.
Mr. Dean Belmore and his family have been great friends of the zoo for years. His dad, Charlie, was down there and drugged Dean as a little kid and said, you're helping at the zoo, whether he wanted to or not. And it must have stuck.
Well, I was going to say it apparently hung on.
Yeah, because Dean comes down there. If we have something that we need done in a hurry, fixed, a water line, excavating, Dean is the one we call, and he comes down, even though I give him a hard time, he comes down. And with Wild Game Show, Dean has done some really great things for the zoo for that fundraising. And we're going to let Dean tell us about
Dean,
it.
Dean, what do you got up your sleeve this year for Wild Game?
I'll say good morning first. But
all right, good morning.
This year's gun for the zoo, I went with a Henry Classic Rimfire Mayor's Leg Large Loop lever-action pistol.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. I've never seen a lever-action pistol before, but I don't know, that gun caught my eye, and I'm like, that's the gun this year.
Okay. You do amazing things with those.
Well, no, it's not me. It is. I get the gun. Dustin Hill at Burkett Family Custom Knives, he lasers it up, and he makes it look beautiful.
He kind of knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
He kind of does.
Gotta give him some props.
Yeah. No, he's a good guy.
All right.
He loves the zoo, too. And, mm-hmm. But, yeah. What else?
This Wild Game Show has been a labor of love for you.
Yes.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah. And, like you say, going back to your dad, he got you into this. And
Don't make me cry on the radio.
You just can't give it up. You just can't give it up. I love that, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks. You
got to ask him what they're putting on the gun this year. And Dean has some pictures on his Facebook.
Yeah, we could talk about that.
This is NDSU fans will be tickled.
Yes. There is a sneak peek on my Facebook page, my Belmore & Sons page, if you guys want to take a peek at it, or at Burkett Family Custom Knives Facebook page. It's only a sneak peek, but it is a picture of a bison with the zoo logo in it. And Corso's name is engraved in the stock.
How cool is that?
It is. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I can't say any more about it because there's going to be more neat stuff engraved on it.
I got to ask you this question. I ask everybody, what's your favorite part of Wild Game Show night?
Oh, favorite part of Wild Game Show. Just seeing all the people and the. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's amazing. Just.
Yeah.
How people are there to support the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, I want to see the zoo make money, to
right.
help feed the animals, to just,
that's
when you're there and you see the kids' excitement looking at the gibbons or,
sure.
you know, any of the animals.
It's incredible, just, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing.
It really is. And I've had the good fortune of being down there a lot this summer and seeing this, and kids come in there, they're just squealing when they go up to most of these exhibits. They're so excited.
Well, and it makes it worthwhile when you can see the excitement on the children, and you see them grab mom and dad. And you know what the best part is? Mom and dad are just excited, too, but they keep it a little bit under control where the kids just let it rip.
Oh, yeah. They don't hold back.
They don't hold back, or grandpa and grandma brings them down, and they get super excited. And what people don't realize, we get a lot of the retirement crowd there that come without grandkids because they go, we just want to go through by ourselves.
Right.
We just want to
take it in. Yeah.
And what we tell people is, if you have questions, stop one of us on the pathway, a keeper, Kathy,
right.
myself, and say, hey, I got a question. these are our pride and joy, so we love talking about it. Yesterday, there's people walking on the pathway, and I said hi to a gentleman, and he stopped. He was from the Birmingham Zoo in Alabama, and he said, I heard about you guys, so I wanted to stop in and
I just made
check
a trip up, right.
So he spent 4 hours wandering around the zoo, and he said, this is just awesome. When you have another zoo comes in and says, you guys are doing a great job. Mm-hmm. It means a lot to us.
Well, yeah, it's a feather in your cap.
Yeah, it's a feather in the community's cap.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this zoo isn't run by a couple people. It is run by the whole community, and that's what keeps it going. What the biggest comment we got, and from him too, he said, how can a city of this size have this much of a quality facility? Mm-hmm. He said, this is unreal.
Years and years
of
building up to this.
Yes, so, it's taken people like Dean and lots of people like him that come in and say, we want to help with the zoo. Now, if you don't have the time to spend and stuff, financial, buying a membership, coming to our game show. You know, our tickets have been the same price. We're $40.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes in, you get food. This year, we're doing four regions. We're doing the Northeast, the South, the Midwest, and the West Coast of food. And we got Ernie's from Gull Lake coming in again because he's our son-in-law, so we twist, and he helps us with the food. And we work together on the menu and setting the food up. So it's a great time for people to come, and then the dessert bar. Just don't stand in front of the dessert bar.
Don't say anymore. Dessert bar. Enough said.
So, but it is a 21 and over adult event, and we go, you know, the zoo is a family friendly, but once in a while, the adults need a time
to cut loose
and have a great time.
Absolutely. Tom, we're out of time, but listen, thank you, and Dean, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
Are you crying yet? No, you're not.
I was close when you brought my dad up.
You held it together. You held it together nicely. No, yeah. Tom, Dean, thanks for stopping in this morning. That's our morning zoo edition for Thursday, October 12th here. We do the Morning Zoo every Thursday at 8:20. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Got a sunny sky, 45 degrees, Thursday, October 12th. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Devil's Lake police say a 13-year-old boy has been referred to juvenile court after he flashed a gun in his waistband and stole the shoes off a 17-year-old boy Saturday evening. Police say after the suspect got the victim's shoes, he then took the shoes he was wearing and gave them to the victim. Police say they were able to identify the suspect and took him into custody on Tuesday. A Rochester high school has canceled an upcoming football game after the death of a student. Century High School has canceled Friday's game against Northfield due to the death of Davin Tuca. 16-year-old died last Saturday in a car crash just hours before the school's homecoming dance. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Red Lake Falls, Minnesota man has filed a personal injury lawsuit against Old Broadway in downtown Fargo and two former employees. Colton Nobles claims he was assaulted by bouncers Jeremy Dalton and Jaleel Buckner outside the bar last July 23rd. Nobles alleges that Dalton, also known as Mad Max, struck him in the face with a closed fist, causing him to fall backwards, striking his head on the concrete, knocking him unconscious. While incapacitated, Nobles claims Buckner kicked him in the head.